Hi, welcome to the Trot's Talk podcast for this Wednesday, the 15th of March. Simon Harrison with you. Amanda Rando, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Simon. Great to be here.
Well, first of all, let's touch on Thunder Road's win in the Group 1 Grand Prix last Saturday night at Melton. He'd now be one of the best trotters for the season.
Yeah, he sure is. He certainly skyrocketed up the national top 20 following that win. He's just in second place at the moment, but yeah, he's climbing up. He has overcome some niggling issues as well. The horse had a sore back, but after some acupuncture, it seems as though that issue is well behind him now after winning that Group 1 on Saturday night. So he's engaged to race at Menangle this Friday, so it'll be good to see him back on home soil, Simon.
It looked like a strong win to the eye as well, because he had sort of El Paco three wide out working, and it didn't seem as though he got it all his own way.
Yeah, no, but that's his style of racing. He can do it, you know, do it tough as well, and he is a strong stayer, and that's, been most of his success, really. And, you know, he's good over the mile, but, you know, it takes a strong stayer to sustain a good mile. So, yeah, he was a tough win. I spoke to Darren Hancock last week, and he was actually quite confident with the horse, especially drawn so well in that race. So, yeah, good to see him back in the winner's circle.
And where does he head to now on Thunder Road?
Yeah, not entirely sure, to be honest. There's a few, I know in a couple of months, there's a few big races in New South Wales. Not too big, but there's a few trot features. So whether, yeah, he aims up for that or, there's always some cup races in Victoria as well. So I just, yeah, it depends on his injury, on his sore back, if it comes back or not. I just think, yeah, Darren Hancock will just play it by ear.
Okay, well, keep an eye on Thunder Road from that race for sure. Now, got a bit of news on Ricky Yalchin. He's reached a special milestone this week.
Yeah, he sure has. Ricky grabbed his 300th winner in the Sulky at Newcastle on Saturday night. And, you know, Ricky in more recent years is better known for breaking in and educating young horses. And he's certainly broken in plenty of winners. But, yeah, he proved he still has it, reaching that remarkable milestone as a driver. And then he actually went on to drive a double at Canberra on Monday. So it was certainly a good week for Ricky. And I just saw before young driver Brad Elder notched up a century of wins in the Sulky as well. And I think that feat was achieved at Newcastle. So, certainly some milestones around the park there, Simon.
Okay, congratulations there to Ricky and to Brad. Now, on the subject of Brad's, Brad Hewitt, he won four on the card at Young last Saturday night. And three of those were the feature races, the Oaks, the Derby and the Cup.
Yeah, he had a night to remember at Young's Carnival of Cups. Those three feature races weren't easy races. There were plenty of quality horses in that field and trainers and drivers for that matter. They were really good races. And yeah, Brad ended up walking away with four winners on the program. He won the Young Cup with Spare Me Days, who was actually the defending champion of that race. He won our Triple Play, which ran a track record to win the Young Derby. She's a Sharpie, won the Young Oaks, and Recipe for Dreaming capped off the night with a win in just one of the normal races. But yeah, the last three horses I just mentioned there, Our Triple Play, She's a Sharpie, and Recipe for Dreaming, Canberra Raiders captain Jared Croker actually has a share in all three horses. So I'm sure he was cheering at the TV on Saturday night.
Well, Spare Me Days just done well to knock off Yaya's Hotspot.
Yeah, most definitely. And if you watch the replay of the race, Spare Me Days was three back on the pegs. And you wonder, geez, you know, how does he get out in time? But, yeah, it was a brilliant drive by Brad. And he just had that built up, that momentum in the home straight and nabbed Yaya's Hotspot on the line.
Tonight, the Bathurst Gold Crown Carnival kicks off with six heats of the Gold Tiara.
Yes. The Bathurst Gold Crown, it's five meetings in 11 days. And, yeah, tonight, six heats of the Gold Tiara. So that's for the two-year-old fillies. I spoke to Shane Tritton. He has a few nice horses aimed at this series, including My Sweet Chili Filly. She's going around in race nine tonight at Bathurst. And Shane and Lauren, they're very impressed with her following her win at Bathurst last month, which was actually her last start. Shane and Lauren were originally taking Anything for Love up to Bathurst tonight as well for the Hondo Grattan Sprint, but they scratched him after the horse had a high temp. We also see the return of Ultimate Art tonight in that feature race. We haven't seen Ultimate Art since he raced over in Western Australia, Simon, for the Inter Dominion. He placed in a heat and ran second in the Inter Dominion Constellation. But yeah, he's had a couple of trials up at Newcastle, won both of them, so be good to see him back. But yeah, still on the topic of Shane and Lauren, they have a few boys aimed at the Gold Crown heats on Saturday night at Bathurst. They have Divine State, who, you know, he won the Sapling Stakes a few weeks back at Menangle, Simon. He went 151.6, so very, very classy for a two-year-old to produce a time like that. And Shane actually said this week that Divine State and My Sweet Chili Filly are further improved and more improved than what he expected them to be at this stage, which is pretty scary. So they also have Lynn Sanity in. Yeah, and he's obviously part-owned by cricketer Chris Lynn and named after Chris as well. Certainly some exciting times with these young babies, especially the likes of Divine State, who's already showed so much ability already.
Yeah, looking forward to it. It's always a wonderful carnival, the Bathurst Gold Crown Carnival. And the Carnival of Cups, of course, we've had over the last few weeks. We're at Young last Saturday night. This Friday, we're off to Broken Hill.
Yeah, we sure are. So, yeah, the Carnival of Cups is sweeping through Broken Hill. And I've never, as I was, said to you before, I've never actually been to that meeting. And it's, I heard it's fantastic to go to. The whole town really gets behind it. And their main feature is the Rocky Baker Memorial Cup. And there's a mix of local and interstate horses in it. And then there's also the Cootamundra Carnival of Cups on Sunday. So plenty happening there. And then, yeah, obviously next weekend is the big Bathurst meeting. So that's where all the finals are on. And that's Saturday, March 25 as well. So, yeah, another few big weekends coming up.
Well, looking ahead to this Saturday night in Victoria, we've got the Miracle Mile winner back, Lenny the Shark. He's in the Kilmore Pacing Cup.
Yeah, he sure is. He's making his first racetrack appearance since he won that Miracle Mile 3 weeks ago. And geez, he's drawn well. Barrier 3. So I think he'll be really hard to beat, Simon.
He'd no doubt be a long odds on favourite for the race.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, we just saw what he did in that. In the Miracle Mile, you know, drawn well is Major Crocker. He's in Barrier 2, so I'm sure he's going to be in a pretty good position early. And, you know, he was very impressive during the Miracle Mile campaign. And you've also got Tactate, who's been racing well. He won the Bohemia Crystal Free-for-All a few weeks back at Menangle as well. So, yeah, it's still a really good field, but, yeah, I think Lenny the Shark will be hard to beat.
And just before we go, we should congratulate Birchip and the club out there. They got their harness racing underway last Sunday for the first time in 12 years, and that was a good turnout. Plenty of people from the town got to the track, and it looked like a good day.
Yeah, they're looking at the news, it looked like a great day. And I know there's a few big harness racing connection out there at Birchip. So, yeah, it's good to see, and it's great to see towns like that, you know, get behind harness racing, gives them, you know, people in that town something to look forward to. So, yeah, hopefully that meeting continues with success, Simon.
Gareth Hall, he's one of those. He's a Birchip boy.
Yes, he sure is. So, and I think the connections of Menengate and co. So, yeah, no, it's good to see.
Good stuff. Thanks very much, Amanda. We've got a pretty busy week coming up, but an enjoyable one nonetheless.
Yeah, most definitely. It never stops, but, yeah, this is why we love the sport.
I'll catch you next Wednesday, Amanda.
Sounds good. Thanks, Simon.